Dean's speech was almost a replay of the one he gave in Madison last week. He pointed to the anti-war votes of Bob La Follette during World War I and the anti-special interest votes of current Senator Russ Feingold as examples of what he will do if he makes it to the White House.
The way to beat George W. Bush, whose White House is a wholly owned subsidiary of special interests, is with a... So the candidate from outside Washington, who's independent, brings new people into the process. We won't represent real change this fall with a Washington fixture who plays the insider game.
Dean was also stumping for union votes in his speech. He said if elected, he'll work to change the North American Free Trade Agreement to make sure it protects workers' rights.
If it's okay to move a plant from Wisconsin to Mexico, then it ought to be okay for the UAW to go down and unionize that plant.
Dean was joined on stage by members of the Service Employees International Union who have endorsed his candidacy. Carrie Boudin is a 28-year-old nurse assistant. She says she and other union members will be phone banking all week to get out the vote for Dean.
We are focused on health care. We like what he's done in Vermont. He's got a good track record. He's made it work. The other candidates haven't made it work, and they've tried.
It's Dean's early and insistent opposition to the war in Iraq that resonates strongest for 29-year-old David Knorr. Knorr says the fact that both Senators John Kerry and John Edwards voted for the war tips him in favor of Dean, though his support is somewhat lukewarm.
And I do appreciate that. And so I hope he wins in the primaries. But when it comes down to November, I'll vote for a Democrat, hopefully, you know.
Dean himself echoed that anybody but Bush sentiment, talking to reporters following his Madison speech.
You know, obviously, I think I have the best chance of beating George Bush or I wouldn't be running. But having said that, of course, I'm going to support whoever does win. We need to get, any of us are much better than George Bush.
Dean will start the day in Superior tomorrow and then head to La Crosse and finally Milwaukee for a rally tomorrow night. General Wesley Clark will be in Madison on Wednesday, and the frontrunner, John Kerry, will speak at the Capitol on Friday. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.